Shalom Aleichem. I feel a great privilege. First of all, walking all around Florida, going to a few places, and to see Am Yisrael sitting down in Batei Midrashos and learning Torah wherever you go. It's just heartwarming to see how much Torah people before work, after work, Avreichim that sit and learn. It's unbelievable. And coming to this place over here where Tov Shem Mishemen Tov, if a person, a Shemen Tov, a good type of oil, has to float upon water, he has to step on someone else to be a chash of a Shemen. But a Shem Tov doesn't have to step, doesn't have to be better than anyone else to be special. And this Beis Medrash has a very, very good Shem Tov. Roshus Harav Agoyen Rav Blezher Shlita, my dear friend, Rabbi Warren Katzel, and the Choshev Olam. It's not easy for me to speak in English. I'm going to say something short, 20 minutes, on Hilchos Neiros Shabbos. I'm speaking slowly because I'm translating all the time. I told Rabbi Blezher that the first time I spoke Midrash in English, I got up and I said, and the Lord spoke to Moses. I was translating the psukim like it says in one of those English chumashim. And they told me, you don't have to do that. You could say the psukim. And I learned how to speak Midrash in English. But halacha, I didn't get to that level yet to speak in English. But we'll try. Yehei Zahir. Lasais Ner Yafe, Shabbos, Neris Shabbos. You have to light Neris B'Shabbos. For what reason? There's a Machloikis, Rashi, and Toisvis, and the Gemara Shabbos. What the reason for Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos? Is it because of Kovod? Kvod HaShabbos? Or is it because of Oinig Shabbos? What is the reason that a person is supposed to light Neiros Shabbos? The Gemara in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Rashi brings over there, Kvod Shabbos Hu, She'ein Su'uda Chashuva, which means, Rashi says straight out, that the reason for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Kvoida Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch that writes, Yehei Zahir Lasais Ner Yafeh, the Mishnah Berurah brings down immediately, Hinei Ikar Hadlakas HaNer Hu Choyva Mishum Mitzvas Oinig Shabbos, not Kvoida Shabbos. And in Shara Tziyun, he brings on the bottom, Toisvis B'Shabbos Chafei Amud Beis, it's the same Amud that I read Rashi from. Toisvis over there says that the reason for Adlakas Nera Shabbos is Mishum Oinig Shabbos, not Kvoida Shabbos. What is the difference between Kvoida Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos? If I wear a special suit, specially that I save for Shabbos, my special suit, that is Kvoida Shabbos. It's not oinig. I'm not enjoying myself specially on Shabbos. I'm doing something to lechabit, to honor the Shabbos by wearing a special suit. That's Kvoida Shabbos. Oinig Shabbos, if I'm eating a good food on Shabbos and I'm enjoying myself, that is oinig. So Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Mishum Oinig. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. And the Shulchan Aruch himself says later on, that's why the Mishnah Berurah over here says that the main reason of the Chiyuv to light candles on Shabbos is Mitzad Oinig. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself brings in Seif Beis, Echad HaAnashim ve'echad HaNashim Chayavim Liyot Bevateihem Ner Doluk B'Shabbos Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal Shal HaPsachim V'Lokeach Shemen U'Madlik Es HaNer. Why? Shezeh bichlal oinig Shabbosu. So the Shulchan Aruch states, it says mefurash, that the reason for Hadlakas Neres Shabbos is Oynig Shabbos. Later on, he says another halacha in Gimel. If you don't have enough money for Kiddush and for Neres Shabbos is first, Koidim. Why? Because Mishum Shlom Abayit, Shlom Beisa, which means if you walk in your house and you don't have a light and you knock your pinky toe on the edge of a bed and you're lying on the floor for 10 minutes in pain, that you don't have Shlom Beis. You can't live a normal life in a house without lights. So the Shlom Beis also, even though it's Minyas Tzar, it has more to do with the Oynig Shabbos and not with the Kovod. Let's go back to Reish Mem Beis to explain the Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, the whole concept of Oynig and Kovod. I'm going back to Reish Mem Beis, where that siman is speaking about the whole dinim of Oynig Shabbos. What happens on Shabbos? I cooked, or my wife cooked, a great cholent, and I'm eating it on Shabbos. I'm enjoying myself totally. Chavod Shabbos. Eini mechaven la'anu as guf yichas v'shalom, only for Shabbos. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If I had the beer, I would be really, the beer now, after, I didn't think about the beer before the cholent, but after I'm eating the cholent, I feel that I'm missing the beer. If I had the beer, this would be 100%. Am I Mekayim Oynig Shabbos or I'm missing out on Oynig Shabbos? Am I Mekayim or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha from the Gemara that afilu bekasa de harasina, even if you make something very small, lechavod Shabbos, and you eat it on Shabbos, you are yoytze yedei choyva of Oynig Shabbos. So by eating the cholent by itself, because I'm enjoying myself, I was yoytze yedei choyva of Oynig Shabbos. What about the beer? The beer has to do with something else. What is something else? We said kovod Shabbos is something that has nothing to do with my personal enjoyment. So I'm not going to put this beer with the kovod Shabbos. I'm still going to put it in a different category. I'm going to put it in the category of kovod that has to do kovod be'oinig. What does kovod be'oinig mean? This is something new. We spoke about oinig, we spoke about kovod, and now I'm talking about something, a third option, which is called kovod be'oinig. What is kovod be'oinig? If you have enough money to buy a good wine on Shabbos, and you're buying the lesser type of wine, but you're enjoying it, you are Mekayim Oynig Shabbos. But because you have enough money to buy something a little bit better, you had to be Mechabed Be'oynig Yoter Tov. A better Oynig, you had to be Mehader Be'oynig because you have enough money to buy more. Did you Mekayim Oynig Shabbos with the cholent? You did. But because of Kvoid HaShabbos, you should have bought the beer too. You have to be mehader be'oinig. A hider be'oinig is considered a kovod be'oinig Shabbos. The kovod is like the moided. It's what measures how much oinig do I have to do, am I supposed to do on Shabbos. Efo zekatuv. Where does it say? The Mishnah Berurah brings on the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if there's a takana? Now the fish cost a lot of money, and I don't have. They want to make a takana that not to buy fish for a whole month until the prices go down. Are you allowed to make a takana not to eat fish? I'm missing out on the Oynig Shabbos of eating fish. You could eat cholent, right? But what about the fish? The Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed to make a takana, not to eat the fish, for not to buy fish for a month. Why? Because you can be דאין בזה משום ביטול מצווס עונג, דיש לענג השבס במאכלים אחרים. Because you can't be mekayem oinig Shabbos with something else, for that reason, you are allowed to make a takana not to buy fish for 4 weeks. But I'm missing out on the oinig of the fish. It doesn't matter. Because the whole reason that you have to have the oinig of the basar and dagim, even though I'm enjoying myself with the meat, is because you have enough money and there is an inyan to eat fish on Shabbos. But if I'm taking out the reason of kovod, it's you're not going against the kovod by not buying fish. Why am I not going against the kovod? Because there's a takana. There's a takana. We want to put the prices down. So is it not honorable that I'm not buying fish? You're not doing anything wrong because there's a reason to that. I'm not mevaze. I'm not doing no kovod. I'm not doing that. For that reason, you are yotze yedei chayva the oinig, and you're not mechaser b'kovay chel oinig. So we have three types already that we see in oinig Shabbos. One is oinig, enjoying myself. I have kovay, that's the suit, and I have kovay b'oinig. The kovay b'oinig is a measurement how much oinig I'm supposed to do. That's in reish mem beis legabe oinig Shabbos. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the reason that I have to do oinig and kovod, the regular kovod and oinig, the reason is because there's a pasuk. Hu bichlal, sha'ashabbos hu bichlal mikroi kodesh. Sh'ne'emar v'yom ha'shvi shabbos shabbosayin mikro kodesh. How do you make something harias mekudeshes, miyuchedet, umzumenet, li, for me, something special? How do you make it special? Chazal al yedei ha'nevim, they came and told us that you have to make the Shabbos Kodesh, Mekudosh, special, Miyuchad. How do I make it Miyuchad? You have to have Oinig and Kavoy. For that reason, if I have a good steak that's grilled from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and or let's say even, let's make it simpler, let's make it from Thursday, and I sit down on Shabbos and I'm eating it, you're not Yotze Yedei Chayva of Oinig Shabbos. Why? Because you didn't do this L'Kovoid Shabbos. Because you didn't cook this L'Kovoid Shabbos, you're chaser on Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh. How do you make the Shabbos special? You're not making it special because you didn't cook this specially for Shabbos. You're missing out on the L'Kovoid Shabbos. Memele, you're not Yotze Yedei Chayva B'Oinig. That's why, let's go back to Ner Shabbos, if I have a candle that's lit from 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's a big gigantic candle, two candles, one Zohar, one Shama. Now I'm getting to Shabbos, and we said that the reason you have to light candles on Shabbos is mitzad oinig or shlom beisai, not kovid. Oinig Shabbos, what do you care? Why should I put out the candles and light them again the kovid Shabbos? You want me to have oinig to enjoy myself on Shabbos? They're lit. That's it. The Shulchan Aruch says, no. You're not yotze yedei chayva of lighting candles for Shabbos because you didn't do it l'chavay Shabbos. You have to put out the candles and light them l'chavay Shabbos. That is the din of oinig. Now let's get back. Oinig Shabbos and Ner Shabbos. Also, because the main reason of Adlakas Ner is mitzad oinig, is because of oinig, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yehizor la'asayis ner yofi. V'yesh mechavnim la'asayis beis psilois. Two. Echad keneged zohar, ve'echad keneged shamar. If I'm putting up a sign saying, today is a special day, zohar ve'shamar. What is that? Is that Oinig Shabbos, or is that Kovod Shabbos? Kovod. Kovod, I'm just saying, remember today is Zohar V'Shamar. That's Kovod Shabbos. What did we say? We just learned, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch himself, that the main reason for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Mitzad Oinig. What happens if a woman forgets to light two candles, one Shabbos? She lit only one candle. Does she have a knas that all her life she has to light three candles? Or you're not koines her? If the main reason, you are the poiskim, he said, we just learned in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Shulchan Aruch that the main reason for Oynik Shabbos is what? For Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. Two candles is a sign, Zohar Rishamer. What is that? Kovet Shabbos. And Oynik Shabbos with one candle, I'm Yoytze Yedei Choyva. So what do you want from me? What should I tell that woman? She lit only one candle and not two. What are you going to tell her? You have no kas, right? The Bir Halacha says, in Reish Samech Gimel, Sheshachecha, a woman that forgot to light candles. Ayin beprima godim dehu adin im loy shachecha legamrei. Rak shechisra ner echad mimosha ayita regila mitchila. Prima godim says if she forgot one of the candles, she has a knas all of her life. V'loy nihira, says the Bir Halacha. Dekor zehu rak minag v'avadu laloy sifala. What do you want? The meaning of the Bir Halacha is because the Iker, the Tam, of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Oynig, and Oynig with one, Am Yoytze Yedei Chayva, if I didn't light the Kavod Shabbos, I shouldn't get any Knas. Another din. They come to you, you guys are the Beit, you are the Beit. And someone comes over with a question and he's asking, Rabbis, I have enough money to buy one very nice candle, or I could buy two not so nice candles. They don't light so nicely, but I'll have two. One keneged zachar and one keneged shamar. What should I do? What would you paskin to them? You would tell them the main reason for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is what? Is oynig. One that lights very nice, that should be the main reason. Yeah? Kovoid, to have two, as saying Shomer v'Zachar, that's not the main reason of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, only the Firashi. But La'alacha, it's Mitzad Oynik Shabbos. Let's check out the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'im ma'oysav mitzumtzamin, he doesn't have enough money. Nire shetoy v'yoysav sheikne echad yafe, v'lo shnaim gruim. That's what he paskins. I didn't come to say just the halachas. I wanted to bring the explanation that's behind all of this. To remember that the Iker HaChiyuv B'Shabbos, B'Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, is because of Oynik Shabbos. There is such a thing of Kavoid that has nothing to do, like a sign, Zohar V'Shamer, two candles. But if the Kavoid has to do with this candle, with the oynig, making it a bigger candle, or making it light nicer. So that's the moided. How much should I spend on this single candle? More or less? That's kovoid that has something to do, a shaychus, with the oynig. Just like legabe oynig Shabbos, the same thing we are speaking, legabe hadlakas neiros Shabbos. There are 3 minutes, and in these last 3 minutes, I'll just say that there was in the Tanakh someone that was called Barzilai HaGiladi. Barzilai HaGiladi, he helped David HaMelech when he ran away. He gave him food, he gave him clothes, he gave him sword. Barzilai HaGiladi. When David HaMelech gets back to the Malchus, he goes over to Barzilai HaGiladi. He tells him, you're going to be me'oich le'ishulchani. I want you and your family to come and sit around my table and be of the people sitting by the table of David HaMelech, not less. And all your days, you're going to be eating by me. Barzilai HaGiladi told David HaMelech, I'm old. I can't taste anymore. My mouth is not the way it used to be. So I'll stay, let me stay in my place, you go to your place, to the castle. I can't stay by you because I'm already old. The Gemara says, Barzilai HaGiladi Shatuf Bezima Haya. And I was kind of trying to understand, where do you see in the Psukim that Barzilai HaGiladi Shatuf Bezima? It sounds like he's one of the best guys around. How is it possible? And then I thought to myself, imagine that, let's say, Reb Chaim Kanievsky would come over to me and tell me, Rabbi Sharabi, I'm inviting you over for Shabbos. And I would answer, Arav, listen, I'm Sfardi, I don't like gefilte fish too much, unless you drown it in a lot of chrein. And I don't like it so much, you know. You're not going to eat by Reb Chaim Kanievsky for the gefilte fish. You're going to sit by his table if David HaMelech is inviting you over to his palace to be me'oichloi shulchanoi, to be sitting next to David HaMelech, and you're saying, I can't taste, I don't feel, I don't this. That shows that you don't have the erech, the understanding of where to put your taiva, where to put your wanting, where you want to get to learn another daf of Gemara or lakibu shakal. For that reason, the Gemara says that Barzilei HaGiladi Shatuf Bezimahaya. Why did I remember Barzilei HaGiladi? Just because of that gefilte fish and understanding and tasting well. I'll conclude with one more word. Dikras Shabbos Lichu V'Nelcha Kihi Makor HaBracha. Remember, this is tomorrow. I say that in my shul in Israel, in the community, Har Shmuel. I tell them, Likras Shabbos, Lichu V'Nelcha, especially in the winter. The days are short. People come to shul, also in my shul. Some of them come, you know, they just got out of the shower and they're running and they come and they run into shul and they this and that and that. Then you start davening, you're coming to Shabbos all rattled up. I think that what it says in Lichadoidi, Likras Shabbos Lichu V'Nelcha, Kihi Makor HaBracha, not only Shabbos is Makor HaBracha. To go Likras Shabbos Lichu V'Nelcha, if you come early, half an hour, make a cup of coffee, calm down, take a sefer, learn Mishnayos, and then be Makabel Shabbos, that itself is Makor HaBracha. Another thing to sleep like half an hour during the day so you can learn and the long nights of Lel Shabbos, which is unbelievable. Yeah, you sit down Lel Shabbos in the winter, it's unbelievable. It just goes on and on and on. I wish you all that you have a good Shabbos, and really from my heart to see Jews all over the world. I don't know what we're still doing in the Gullus. I have no idea. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what a nation you have. I'm going crazy. Just looking at Jews sitting down and learning Torah and Ava Satora. There is no other nation in the world that could get even close like this to Am Yisrael. Shabbos. Thank you.